Right, that's good. Simcha, Sameach Bechelka. So, what are we doing now? So it says, Rav Chaim Vital, right? Mevaeh b'shari kedusha, explain in shari kedusha. There's four yesodot, there's four foundations, shem tluyot kol amidot. All the midas of a man comes from those four yesodot. Now that doesn't mean that's all man is contained of. There's levels in terms of, that's man's basis, yeah? In his nefesh. There's a neshama, right? He has a soul which is higher, which can make an impression on those midas and change them. There's certain tchunas, there's certain characteristics, however, that man has that he won't change. But each mida has good aspects and bad aspects, right? What we can do is we can bring out the good aspects in us. You understand what I'm saying? And also, there is an ability to change somewhat our midas, not only to change the bad from good, but to nullify some aspects of our midas. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. So he basically explains. We'll go from high to low. It starts off with H, fire. Right? What do you associate fire with?
Anger.
Anger, okay. So how does anger come? Anger comes from gava, from how you say gava? From
arrogance.
It also comes from...
The water comes from it?
No.
Sorry.
Aish is arrogance. Gava and kas. Now, usually this in anger we spoke about two aspects of anger. The anger in which you're controlling anger, and the anger in which you're hurt, and you get angry because of your hurt. The anger of kas is the anger of control. It's power. It's a power need. It's a control need. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the anger. That's Aish. The good aspect of Aish is, right, the Gro in Evan Shlemer, right, explains that if a person's tchunas Aish, he's that tchuna, what should he do? He should learn pilpulei halach, pilpul, he should learn Gemara, be'iyun, and halacha, and it'd be more hora. He's using his power to be power over himself and over others in terms of him paskaling halacha. You understand what I'm saying? So power isn't a bad thing. It's power when you use your power over someone else. To control others, right, that's a bad use of your power. But when you use it, you can use it to control others. Mashgiach will be controlling, right? Or Rosh Hashiva will be controlling, right? Because he has a whole thing to control. But he'll be controlling in a good way for the benefit of other people. You can be empowering others or control over self. That's a good way of Tchunas Eish. You understand what I'm saying? In psychology, modern psychology, there's a sefer called, he's a Jew. No, he's not from Jew. He didn't come from these things the way we come from these things. But he speaks about five aspects of man. And he speaks about power. It's called William Glaser. You've heard of it? Okay, so he speaks about power. That's what we call Aish. The next one, you understand what I'm saying? Make sense? I don't know if you heard this before. The next one is Ruach, spirit. You've heard of spirit? Ruach. Now what is you say Ruach? Where do you see Ruach? Is Ruach contained anywhere? Can you contain it? Ruach is air, it's like the wind, right? What do you associate with wind? God with the wind. What do you associate with the wind? Free spirited, right? That's what you say, free spirited.
Frivolity.
Huh?
Frivolity.
Okay, frivolity, I'm not so sure. But free, that's if you learn, that's because I put you on that one by saying gone with the wind, right?
Spiritual.
Huh? Can be spiritual, yeah. But wind goes with Aish, doesn't it? What takes fire? The Gemara says, Aish is koach achem uravbo. Koach achem, what's the other force in Aish? It's the wind that takes the fire. What is it associated with? This is Rav Chaim Vital. What is associated with Ruach? It says the bad aspects are sicha batela, talking, vasura. That means to talk a lot, right? But what is the positive aspects of those things? It could be talking in Divrei Torah. It can be what else? Connection with, right? But wind usually associates, when you think of wind, you associate with independence, an independent spirit. Person has his own mind. You understand what I'm saying? Freedom of thinking, freedom of speech, right? Freedom, a free person, a free A free bird, as you say, right? Birds, you say to them, is more free than animals. Animals attached to the ground. They're less movable. A bird flies much further than an animal. Yeah? You understand what I'm saying? Make sense to you? Yeah. William Glasser explains this as speaking about independence. And, yeah, independence, basically. Now, there's a third one, which is called Mayim. Right? Mayim, what did we associate with Chaim Vital? It says that Avat HaTanugim, the desires, that love for desires, money, women, kina, how do you say kina?
Jealousy.
But jealousy over, you know, what that person has. Right? So, now when I speak to you about anger can also be here, but a different form of anger. Kina can also be anger. You understand? Jealousy can also be anger. That's an anger of hurt. Why does that person have and I don't have? Right? Or hurt with regards to self. Hurt with regards to self, that also creates an anger. That's an anger of Mayim. We see in Chumash says that Reuven was angry. What was he angry? That now that Rachel was Nifta, right? How comes Yaakov didn't go to Leah and she took Shifchas Rachel? Right? So what does the Torah talk about Reuven? Pachas Kamayim. What's Pachas Kamayim? Volatile like water. That's anger. But that's an anger of hurt. He was hurt because of his mother's cover, his mother's honor. You understand what I'm saying? That's a different form of anger. You understand a different form of anger? That's Mayim. Okay. So what's a good aspect? Where does these things come? You'll find this. People who are more giving, Mayim you sow, what do you sow with Mayim? The first time you encounter Mayim, where is it? In the Rechen, in the womb of your mother. You're surrounded with water. Right? Mayim is associated with giving. The good aspect of that midah is to be kind, to be giving. Usually you'll find, this is a rule, but there's exceptions, the people who are kind and giving are usually people who have desires. Physical desires. It goes together. You understand what I'm saying? Because the need for connection, also you'll see that in society. The society today, it's a Makas Medina. It's something which is throughout society. What happens throughout society today? No one's loved for. No one's loved, no one's cared for, right? So what do you see? You have an upsurge in society. Physical contact, right? Desires. Aver, Momen, Chemdat Momen, Chemdat Nashim, all these things, right? That's because there's a lack. When there's a lack of love, so people get it in a pseudo form, in an incorrect form. And that's the negative aspect of it. You understand what I'm saying? It makes sense what I'm saying? Okay. The next one, the last one is Yisod Ha'afa, right? It's, how do you say Afa? It's dust, the earth. How do you say earthly, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you associate with earth?
Laziness.
Yeah, it takes time to move it. Earth doesn't move, it takes time to move. Atzlus, that's laziness. Atzlus, why Atzlus? Why Atzlus means depression? Yeah, why? Why say that with land?
Because depression is a deterrent from, you know, positive actions.
Does land do anything?
No.
Does it express anything? No. You have to do something to the land. It's innate. In of itself, it's innate. It's full of soil. It's full of nutrition and enrichments. But it's innate. Right? So what do we do here? So what do we do here? So what do you do here? What is it, what is land associated with? When can we make land not innate? It's when you grow things in it, when you water things, right? When you use its enriched soil to grow stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Make sense to you? So that means you can learn from that midah, right? That the opposite of that midah is what? Land has a lot of enrichments. If you leave it, static. It's non-expressed. That's what atzvus is. Non-expression. What's the opposite of atzvus? Is when that land is expressed. It's rained on. You put things in it. It uses its enrichment. You understand what I'm saying?
So what are the positives though?
That's the positive. Simcha. Simcha is the opposite of atzvus. From afa, right? From that basic midah of afa, soil is a very, if you use it, it's a tremendous thing. Look what things you can do with maisa. The biggest potential of the earth is what it can grow. Everything we get from the land, Mother Earth, right? Why do you call it Mother Earth? Because it grows. It's not Stanley called that name. You understand what I'm saying? Land is female in the sense that it's innate. You have to cause it to grow something. When it doesn't have anything to grow, what did Rachel say when she didn't have children? Meitz anochi. I feel like I'm dead. What do you mean dead? What does dead mean? What is the word in Hebrew? What is the word dead?
Met.
What's to wait, to be stagnant? Lahamtin, to wait. Death is stagnation. Growth, right, is life. Expression in the proper way of self is growth, and that's life. Depression is stagnation or not proper expression. You understand what I'm saying? Make sense to you?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So that's that. That's what we spoke about. Now, we're going to go now into explain how we get these things. So we explained before about simcha. Now we have to explain what in a person has simcha. Forget we have it, how we get it. But say when a person has simcha, what does that do to him? What does that do to him? When you're sameach, what do you feel like? You feel full of life. Right? You have life, you feel full of life. You want to do more. You want to express more. You have more koach, more strength to do things. Right? Simcha is not a midah only in of itself, but it's a midah that enriches you to do more with your life. I know when I'm ill, right? I hate being ill. Most people hate being ill. But it's like you have no kohot, you have no strength. You have to sit down, you have to blow your nose the whole time. Right? You have less strength to do things. But as soon as you forget about your cold, like in Shia, now, am I thinking about my cold? No. You take nowadays, Baruch Hashem, you have all these different chemicals that you can do, which stops your nose from running, and you can keep on not feel your cold. You're still ill, you're still weak. But as soon as you take your focus off that cold, off those things which stop you from functioning, what happens to you? You don't notice it. You feel more lively, right? So now let's get to this thing. What's simcha b'chelko? Let's first translate the word. Simcha, right? So what did you define simcha as so far? Expression, creative expression of yourself in a giving way to others. That's what simcha is. So simcha b'chelko means that creative expression of self in your portion. What's your portion? What's your portion? What does that mean, your portion? That's the word, that's Lashon Chazal, it's a Mishnah. What's that mean?
So everybody has a different way that they can express themselves and to others. And
right. So ultimately, a person can't be Sameach, and that's why we started with these things, he can't be Sameach until he knows himself. The first thing a person has to do in his Avodas Hashem is know himself. Now, which aspects of self? Which aspects of self?
The whole thing.
No? Which aspects of self?
Your relationship to others. No.
Which aspects of self? His good aspects. What's good in him. The focus in Chelko has to be a focus on what's good in him. The bad things in you want to express? No. Simcha b'chelko means the focus on those good aspects of yourself in order to express them. Now, what does self mean? Self can be your spiritual self, or your mental self, let's recognize your mental self, your emotional self, your physical self, right? The three aspects of man, you know? There's the head, the body, and the legs lower down. The legs lower down is more the physical aspect of man. I mean, you can understand why, right? And this aspect of man, here's the place his heart is. That's his emotional self. This is man's mental self. So man has to understand himself, right? Now, simply speaking, what does it mean to be Sameach? How do you feel when you're Sameach? So I'll tell you a story that I heard of Wolowig saying, that when he was taken out of this place in California, maybe it was a different place, I don't know. There's a beautiful beach over there. And he talked about standing on that beach, right? And he talked about, you know, when you're on a beach and you're by yourself, and you're looking at the sunset, and it's a beautiful sunset. See the reddening of the sky, the purple. It's beautiful, and you see the sun slowly, nothing happens quickly, slowly going into the ocean and becoming more red until it becomes more purple and then black, and you see the stars little by little popping out. And how do you feel at that moment? What's the feelings you feel? Peace, right? You feel one with yourself, with your environment, with your creator. There's a feeling of unity. That feeling of unity is a feeling of peace, and that's the feeling of Simcha. Simcha comes from that feeling of unity. That's what we said above. And we said it. When you have two nigudim, shemit kashrim, to become to one, and then you feel that unity. Feeling unity with yourself is simcha, that unity with self. You understand what I mean by that? That peacefulness of self.
So the self is right.
Yes. How can you get through that? Some people have glasses. If you have glasses, so you know, like the majority of people in the Shia, like Jews tend to have glasses. It happens with Gemara or whatever, right? What happens? You can't, I don't know, you can't with glasses, maybe you can't play basketball so well, they might fall or whatever, right? Not the end of the world, right? But most of us accepting our glasses, we're upset we have glasses. Any guys here upset? You have glasses? No. Do you get any feeling of remorse or pity that you have glasses? No. Why is that?
Because they look good enough.
Okay, no, really. Why is that? Why is that? Why is that?
Doesn't get you anywhere.
Huh?
It doesn't really change the fact that you don't wear glasses.
Doesn't change the fact? Why are you worried about wearing glasses for? Okay, ask a question. If a person doesn't interfere with your activities of your life, right? And maybe you know you have a little bit of straining on the nose, but that you got used to it already. Not a big deal. You're completely accepting of your glasses. You don't even notice them. There's no focus on. You know, I wear glasses. Oh, I can't see as well as other people. Now you think that way, right? Complete acceptance. You feel you have peace and at ease with your glasses, right? You're even upset if you can't find them. How does a person come to acceptance of self? That's what we're talking about here. What does it mean, acceptance of self? It has to be acceptance of who you're talking about. Some people, let's say Gemara, some people are very good at learning Gemara, they have a better brain than other people. Some people are less good. That's the mind. Some people have better midas than other people, they're kinder people. People like them more. Other people are sharper. You know? They're a little tougher. They're more hard than midas, right? Yeah? So, people are less friendly with them. Physically, some people are more physically able, stronger, adaptable. You understand what I'm saying? other people aren't. Yeah? You understand what I'm saying? So if that's the case, say I'm not as good as my friend in learning Gemara. I don't have the same mind as him. What's my attitude to that? What's my attitude?
Anger.
No, I'm just kidding. could be jealousy.
Could be jealousy.
Could be frustration.
Could be
indifference.
Could be, okay. But say something important to me. You know, in yeshiva, usually, certainly by the second year, Gemara's like most of what you're learning. So it's an important part of your day. Now you're spending the time learning. And most of the time, right, with the rabbis, you're learning Gemara, and that's like the most important part of the day. The first it's less, right? And you're not as good as your friend. And boys have it harder. You know, they don't understand it. What am I doing this for, right? And it could be anything. Or you're sitting in Gemara in your Chumash, and you're not asking all the good kashas, right? You know the guys who ask good kashas. Rabbi Gershon points at them, and they ask good questions, and we give them good answers, right? And you're just about understanding roughly what's happening. How do you feel about that? What do you do about such a thing?
Work harder.
Huh? What do you do?
You can work harder.
Work harder.
Or give up.
Or give up, or?
Get mad and take the other guy out.
No. You have to have a time in the day where you appreciate yourself. There has to be a time in the day where you can sit down. Like we were speaking about that sunset. That sunset should be you. A focus on yourself. You're a hard worker. You're working hard at your Gemara. You're working hard at your Chumash. You're working hard at all these things. You can always work harder. I'm not saying you shouldn't work harder. Right? I'm not saying you shouldn't work hard. I'm not talking about that working harder. But there should be an acceptance of yourself for who you are. You're not going to be Reuven. You're Shimon. Shimon is going to be Shimon. And that's Shimon's tough kid. Shimon might not be the best in Gemara. But Shimon has other qualities. Shimon's a nice guy. In terms of Midas, he's a good boy. In terms of Midas, he's more refined. He's more delicate. Everyone has something about him. You understand what I'm saying? Could be in his marriage life, things will be better. Could be in his personal life with other people in the yeshiva, things are better. You understand? Focus. Don't focus in terms of comparison. You know, I explained to you a comparison. I did to show you that, you know, there's things that you have that no one else has. That you're special in them. Don't focus on those things that other people are better and that you, well, I want to be like that other person. No. I want to be me. I want to be accepting of me. I want to be at peace and in tranquility with me. When you're in that peace and tranquility with yourself, and that takes on focusing on the good aspects of yourself and not focusing on those bad aspects, and we all have good aspects, you come to a level of peace. But you have to spend the time focusing on that. Even once a week, you know, Leil Shabbos, you came back from the Suda, and you think about yourself. The good things, not the bad things. You notice how easy it is to think about the bad things? You notice when you're ill. When you're ill, you always, that nose, all that. You know, you always focus on the bad things. It's so much easier. Especially in pain. Pain's around. Your physical things you feel more easily. And certainly emotional pain. Someone hurts you. Straight away there's a focus on that. You know how little of time it caused that hurt? The hurt could be a word, two words. And you know how much time it stays with you, that hurt? Hours. It's propagating in you. And you're propagating it. Your mind's propagating it. Why don't you just focus on not focusing on it? ignoring it, focusing on the good aspects of your day. Most of the day, people spoke to you nicely, right? Once in the day, someone said something nasty to you. It's a question of focus. Happiness is a question of focus. We have in our lives so many things that we could jump to joy for. We're healthy. You know, Chazal made a takana called Birkas HaShachar. Right? You know Birkas HaShachar? The brachas that we make in the morning. Let's go through them. Hanoten Sechli Bina. The Tanagol you gave understanding. Who cares about the Tanagol? Right? So about your heart has the ability to think, to recognize differences. Any of you guys said thank you for the ability to see? You appreciate your ability to see? Pokeach Ivrim. You open eyes, you can see. What do you mean Pokeach Ivrim? Pokeach Ivrim, what does it mean? Make see the blind. We make excuse me, I wasn't blind. What do you mean? Open the eyes of the blind. That's what you say every morning, right? What do you mean open the eyes of the blind? You were blind? Do you any of you guys get up in the morning thinking, oh, I can see now? None of us. None of us do that. But that's what the bracha is. When you were sleeping, your neshama wasn't with you. You couldn't see. When your neshama came back, you had the ability to see. Seeing doesn't come from your eyes. Your eyes is only like the camera. Seeing comes from your neshama. Your neshama sees. Your soul sees. He's opening the eyes of the blind. You ever met a blind person who could see? You know how happy that person must be? 20 years he was blind. Now all of a sudden he can see. Can you imagine the joy of that person? Those are simple things we have. Why don't we focus on them? Next. Matir Asurim. He unties those who are Asir, right? Before you woke up, you couldn't move. You're a piece of blubber, right? Some of us even worse. All of a sudden you can move. No aches, no pains, right? Some of us had accidents, right? How do we feel after? Baruch Hashem, the head's okay, the hand's okay. Right? After a cold, you know, cold's not a big deal. But after a cold, you know how good you feel? No stuffy head, no runny nose, right? No feeling weak. It's a tremendous thing. Every morning, Chazal told us to focus. We start our day focusing on simple, basic things. Do we do that every morning when we say the brachas? No. We don't do that, do we? I mean, I say the brachas as well, right? You get up in the morning, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah, and Vaita. We go Vaita. But we should do that. Next one. Zokef Kfufim. He uplifts those who are, how do you say Kfuf? How do you say that? Bent. Zokef Kfufim. You bent and crawled over when you're sleeping, usually, right? Now it's upright, standing. You ever saw a person who couldn't, you know, when people get older, you find a lot of people, their backs are bent and they walk around like that. Right? Okay.
In
all right, whatever. Okay.
The old man should be saying that prayer than that. Huh? Even the old man says the prayer though.
Yeah, okay. You know, the old man says the prayer. Because, okay, whatever. He says, because you're saying it on Minhago Shel Olam, the meaning of the world. You're saying it yourself. It's Machlokas, but Halacha says Minhago Shel Olam. Right? He's okay for him. He has the ability to make you upright standing. Can you imagine going around like that the whole day?
Horrifying.
And your back doesn't ache. It's fine. You know, people have backache. It's a tremendous pain of backache. Next, malbish haromim. You have clothes to wear. You ever thank God for your clothes? I bought it. It's my style, right? Brazil, where's that one called? Michigan, right? It's my style, right? The more frumma look. It's my style. You ever thought, who gave you those clothes? Well, my mum bought it for me, or I bought it for me when I worked on the holidays. What do you mean, Malbish Haromim? Why have to thank God for giving you clothes? Can you imagine being naked? Walking without shoes? Oh no, shoes are coming up soon. We'll skip a bit. But what, you know, and what I'm trying to explain to you is something very simple. Chazal tell us in the beginning of the morning when we get up every day, focus on the basic things that you have and appreciate them. And appreciate where they came from God. We all have these things. We all have these things. There's not one of us we don't have these things. Then we get into better things we thank Him for. We thank Him for giving us Torah. We all have the ability to learn, to know Ratzon Hashem. That's all that Chazal talk about in the morning. That means, if Chazal speaks in that way, that means everyone who has those basic things, it's sufficient for him to be Sameach B'Chelko. Any of you us don't have those things? There's only one day in the year, twice a year, we don't say, there's one bracha we don't say, Shasari Kol Tzorkei, that He didn't give us all His needs. When is that? Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av, because we don't have all our needs, we're fasting. Also Yom Kippur, we're fasting, but different form of fasting. Tisha B'Av, we don't have all our needs, we don't have the temple. We're fasting, we don't have the temple. If a person knew what Beis HaMikdash was, what spirituality is when we have the temple, what we have is nothing in comparison. Yom Kippur, we don't have all our needs because we're not physical beings of Yom Kippur. We're negating our physical goof, so we don't have all our needs. We're like angels of Yom Kippur. Do you understand the concept? We have to focus on basic things. We have to spend our time in thanking a Kodesh Baruch Hu for the basic things and putting things in perspective. What happens when someone hurts you? Or something happens? Or you don't feel good about something? Put it in perspective. Tomorrow, day after, you forget about it. Put it in perspective. It's not an important thing in your life. It's not an important thing that happened. Don't let that waste you an hour of your mind going over it. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of your time. It's a valuable time you're given in this world. Don't waste it on stupid things like that. So you did that. Big deal. Vita. You know, today, a funny thing. I was davening, so I went into a certain place. Usually when I daven in the place, it's a corner. No one bumps into me when I daven. Today, three people bumped into me. Right? No idea why. So the first person bumped into me, right? It disturbed me, because, you know, you can daven, but all of a sudden someone goes, boom, and pushes you back, right? So I said, you know, if I leave it, I'll carry on davening, right? So, like, you know, leave it. And then the person came back again, and went, boom, into me the second time. Right? So I said, leave it, there's no point, right? Carrying it down. Anyway, Shmuel, so you can't say anything. Is that the third time he came in? Boom, right into you. Leave it. You know, I realized something. I think so, I'm not sure. I realized. The focus, so long as I took the focus off the guy, it didn't bother me as much. As soon as there was a little doubt in my mind, you know, by the third time, that maybe I should tell him something after davening, right? That I said, no, leave it. Right? As soon as I said the leave it was functioning, it didn't bother me. How long the bumping disturbed me? I'm such a big kavana, you know, I have such tremendous, you know, kavana to Hashem when I daven, halavaya, right? That someone bumping me makes such a difference to my daven. No, I go back and daven. It didn't really make such a difference. It didn't really bother me that much. What bothered me is that someone did it, was inconsiderate. That's what really bothered me. But the bumping itself didn't bother me. You understand what I'm saying? Now, that's generally speaking in life. Things that happen to you in life don't really bother you. What bothers you is your feelings towards that person, what he did to you. And your feelings bother you. What it triggers off in you. Take that focus off. Don't notice those things. Let them pass through you. Not pass through you, pass out of you. That's a better word, right? Pass around you. That's how you have to face life. When you face life in that way, you know, there's a saying in English, isn't it? Like water over a duck's back or something, right?
Or off a duck's back.
Off a duck's back, right? You probably know better than me, right? That's how it has to be. Let it just, you know, so what? If you're about the bad things in life that way, you won't feel those pains. It won't happen to you. You won't, there won't be a focus on those things. And second of all, if you spend the time focusing on what you have, what's good about you, it's very important to make that focus on what's good about you. That's real simcha b'chelcha. That's an avoda. The Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Sukkah, simcha avoda gdola hizu. It's a big avoda. It says, who's the avoda given to? To the wise men and to the pious men. And the people, this is speaking about Simcha's Be'er Sho'eva, and the people will watch them. Being sameach on Simcha's Be'er Sho'eva. Oh, thank you very much. You know, they're having the time and I just watched, right? What is he talking about? Why are you watching for? What's this avodah gdolah? So they dance around. What avodah gdolah is in dancing around? What's the process of dancing? You know the process of dancing? You ever felt like dancing? You're so happy, you're bursting with energy. Simcha makes you burst with energy. You're so... You don't understand what I'm talking about? I'm not talking about these guys who jump around, you know? In wherever, I'm not talking about these jumping guys, right? You know what I'm talking about? That's not Simcha. That's Hololut. That's not Simcha.
Oh, what do you mean? What are you jumping guys?
These guys, you know, they play these big things. They come with a van and have this big, this very band, this music, and they jump around wherever they are. Yeah, that's not Simcha. That's not Simcha. You have to know, that's not Simcha. It's not Breslov. Don't associate it with Breslov. Breslov is an Avodas Hashem, and it's a proper Avodas Hashem. That's something which is outside the Machane. That's not how you should behave. You shouldn't go around to Chiloni neighborhoods, play pop music, and start jumping around. They think people are crazy. It's a Chilol Hashem. Well, that's Judaism. There's anywhere written in the Torah that's how you should behave. I saw them once. I had to go to the place. Saw them in Ben Yehuda, jumping around in Ben Yehuda. That's not how you behave. That's not what the Torah wants from you. Simcha's not jumping around. Chasnas, you jump around. Chasnas, you, right? Weddings, you jump around, right? That's the place for jumping around. That's, you know, that's where the rabbis get the exercise. But normally, simcha's it's a state of being. It's a state of peace with self. Peace with your environment. Non-conflict. Even if there's people who are conflicting with you, you can ignore it. You have the ability to let it just go by. You understand what I'm saying? Doesn't mean you can ignore it. Doesn't mean you don't have to deal with it. You can deal with it. But you're ignoring the pain. You're ignoring the interaction. You understand? You're ignoring that it's being with you. That it's changing your state of mind. Don't let it affect your state of mind. Someone hurts you. Why should you be affected from it? Why should you give in to that guy to affect you? Why should you let him affect you? Because he has a problem, you have to let him affect you. It's absurd if you think about it. And we get upset about these things. These are things that upset us. Can tackle them, talk to him, deal with it, think about it, you know, be concerned about it, but don't let it upset you. Most of our problems in life comes from that overreaction to the hurt. And most of our not feeling good about life comes from those things. Most of them, the small things, not the major things. None of us problems of being an athlete and his hands or legs being chopped up. None of us have those things. Well, Hashem. The focus has to be different. Focusing on the tranquility of what's good in your life. You know, the very fact that you guys are in yeshiva, you should be jumping around. We should all be jumping around. But we have Torah. You know what Torah is? You know what terror is? It's Ratzon Hashem. You guys have the schus to learn Ratzon Hashem. Most people in the world don't even understand these things. Don't even understand what that means. They think being a college guy is great. They think it's having fun. They're mucked up. Literally, they're mucked up. They're wasting their lives. What sort of marriages they're going to have? What sort of kids they're going to have? 60% divorce rates in America. What sort of lives? What sort of lives are you going to have with that? What hallelujah? That's life. There's people that are missing a meaning, missing direction. We have simple things we realize. We realize we want to marry a woman. We realize we want to have children. Simple things. That's enough to be happy with. Do you need to become the president of the United States? No. You? No, I don't think it's such a good thing anyway. Okay. Right? You know, there's a story of one big rabbi that there was a vote. You know, they're voting who comes to become president of the United States. So this is how the story goes. So they saw him the day of the elections. You know, the election is finished. They saw him. He was asking people, who became president? I said, rabbi. What's an Afghan, you know, what do you need to know who became president for, you know, like before davening? So I said, yeah. Because when I get up in the morning and I say my bracha, that I'm Shalom Asani Goy, I don't say it on the dustbin guy, right? I say I'm the president of the United States. That's my kavana. Or the biggest guy in the Western world. That's a Jew. You have the schus to be a Jew. That's a Jew. What you do, your davening does, affects the world more than any president of the United States. I don't say affect the world, but maybe today's not even worth it. Most of them are actors or good speakers or something like that. You have to focus on what you are. That focus, and I'm talking about a serious, this is a serious. Simcha is a serious avoda. It's a serious thing. It's not, oh, I'm happy, I'm great, everything's great. No, it's not sort of avoda. Simcha is a real understanding of self. A real focus and deep understanding of who you are. The good aspects of you. Some people are kind and giving. Focus on that you're kind and giving. Focus on that. When someone tells you something about yourself, focus on it. Don't say, he's only saying. It's probably true. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach used to say that what people say about you, I'm talking about the good things, not the bad things, what people say about you, when you get to Shemayim, there'll be a tfiya. You know what tfiya means? You know, toveya benitva, I say toveya, a claim against you. You'll be claimed. Why weren't you that tzaddik? Why weren't you that giving person that everyone says you are? That means you have the potential for that. Why didn't you do that? Because you didn't believe it. You don't believe enough in yourself. You don't believe enough how good you are. Most of us here in Yeshiva are very good people. And even if some of us have hard lives, it doesn't matter. The very fact that we want to be better makes us very good people. And we can change. And we can be that very good person. Just the fact we want to be will make us get there. There might be a lot of, you know, details in the process. But that very fact that we all want to be good, proper people, and that focus on that should give us tranquility of spirit. And that simcha. And that tranquility. And that calmness. And that peace within self. That's what simcha is. That's simcha b'chelka. Then there's material simcha, you know? That, you know, the physical things that we have a certain amount of money, a certain amount of rights. Not everyone's a millionaire. You know, who needs it? Right? You know, I've met lots of millionaires in my life. You know, even the bigger the zeros behind their name, the more tzoros they have. The more difficulties they have in their lives. It's very hard being a millionaire. You have power, You have over people. People come up to you, right? They obviously want your money or to lend them money, whatever, right? It's very hard being a millionaire. Shlomo Melech says it's very hard. Very hard being an ani, person doesn't have his physical needs. Person have more than he needs. It's always better to be a beinoni. Most of us, Baruch Hashem, are beinoni. We have our physical needs, our basic physical needs, and we're mistaken. That's also important. You know, it's a silly thing to say, but I want to tell it to you because in the Western world, no one would say such a thing. Baruch Hashem, I'm not a billionaire. Would anyone say that? In the Western world, Baruch Hashem, I'm not a billionaire. It's not a bracha. It's not a bracha to have so much money. It's not a bracha. You're looking at me puzzled.
What if you can handle it?
Chazal said you can't handle it. It's too much for us to handle.
You can't handle it. The people around you can't handle it.
You can't handle it also. You know what? I want to tell you something. You know, when you're a millionaire, you know, I feel sorry for those people because no one really knows, right? Who's your friends? You never know who's your friend. Even if he's another millionaire, right? Right? Even if he's another millionaire. Maybe he's only your friend because he wants a loan from you, or he wants to do business with you, or he wants to make a partnership with you. You don't know who's your real friend. You know how insecure that guy must feel? I would hate to be such a guy. It's a big mistake. We should be happy with what we have, that we don't have too much. Also, you should be giving tzedakah more. Who says you're giving out tzedakah if you just have so much money? There's so many people who don't have what to eat. How comes you're not feeding them? How comes that money's not being used properly for them? Who says you're using the money that God gave you properly? That's a tefillah on you. You want such a tefillah? We should be happy that we have what we need. We all have food, Baruch Hashem in the yeshiva. We all have a house over us. We all have shelter. Now, I'm telling you simple things. They're very simple things. But how many of us focus on them? How many of us think, wouldn't it be better if I had a tremendously great job that was worth millions of dollars, right? That's the Western world. That's not the Jewish world. That's not the Jewish world. Simcha v'chelka means you're satisfied with your physical life and your spiritual life. When I say spiritual life, it doesn't mean you don't want to grow spiritually. It means that you understand your spiritual being. You understand your tchunot. You understand yourself. And you don't want to be him. You want to be you. And you're peaceful with being you. When you're peaceful with being you, you don't have to jump around. There's a peace that goes around you. And now I'm going to go back to the Rambam. Why is it that the people, to see the wise people and the pious people involved in Simchas Beit HaShoeva? And the Gemara says that a person didn't see Simcha until he saw Simchas Beit HaShoeva. That connection to Ruchnias and that peacefulness of character that you see brings other people to that peacefulness. When you see people calm and tranquil and peaceful about themselves, that brings it over to you as well. It's something that rubs off. You'll notice that people who are happy, people like them. People want to be near them. They want to be in their company. And it makes them happy. You must have seen that. When you're around someone who's like cranky and moaning, right? how long do I have to be here now? Right? But when there's someone who's at ease and peaceful and tranquil and happy with himself, that generates in you the same thing. You understand? That's what we have to do. We have to generate that in ourselves. And that's avodah gedolah. That, what does avodah gedolah mean? It's work. That it doesn't happen by itself. In of itself, you're going to focus on those bad things, those things that upset you. Your whole mind's going to be taken with those things. That's what happens. That's normal. There has to be avoda, there has to be work not to focus or put them into its right proportions. Not let it go with us the whole day. This guy did something to me in Shia, this guy did something to me there, this one did that, right? Let it go by. So what? Who cares? Not a big deal. Let it, like, was it water over a duck's back? Just flow it. Let it go through. We don't have any major problems. There's nothing major that happens to us here. We should all have that tranquility. We don't have to be happy just momentarily today, but something will go, will flow in our lives. And when you have that simcha, it propagates. It propagates, and it propagates within you and with other people as well. And it generates. I'll tell you what you'll find. You'll find that people want to be around you. You'll find that people will enjoy your company. You'll always be friendly with people. You'll always have a nice word to say to people because you'll have a positive attitude to life. Because you have a positive attitude to self, a positive attitude to other people. You understand what I'm saying? Makes sense? But you have to understand how that works. It has to work. I want that work. Every morning, we're going to, this is what Robbie says. We're going to take the bracha. Shasali called Tzorki. He made for me all my needs. And we're going to think about it. And we're going to say with kavana. And after we say the bracha, we'll use a little 2 minutes. Because, you know, in the morning we all have to catch up with davening, right? Or the race, the davening race, right? You know, ready, steady, go. Broke because of Shacha, Psuka de Zimra, because Krishma, Shemona Esrei, right? Tachanun, finished, right? It's not a race. Take it easy. Even if you don't say with the tzibur, it's a machlokas poskim, but there are many poskim, certainly Kabbalists, but it's much better to say something slowly, with intention and in order, than is to be with the tzibur, to be with everyone together. You daven or say less. Just say less. You don't have to say everything. Say less. You're not a better davening because you say everything. Say less. Say the Birkas of Shachar, say Baruch Shama, Yishtabach, Ashrei, say the Birkas Kriyat Shema, Shmoneh Esrei, take as long as you want. So you finish when everyone's still saying Tachan, who cares? You miss Kedusha, who cares? Take your time. Davening is the time you're talking to your Creator, take your time over it. You understand? And spend an Erev Shabbos. Spend your Erev Shabbos. You listening to me? When your Erev Shabbos, once a week after your Shabbos meal, come home and think about your week and about yourself. The good aspects. I want to focus on the good aspects. And thank your Creator for all that He gave you. You understand what I'm saying? Because He gave us a lot. And that makes us more, that focus, that avoda, makes us more sameach and peace with ourselves and sameach b'chelka. You understand? Clear? Okay. That's it.